Searching for a solution. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. President Biden is calling for an assault weapons ban after two mass shootings in 4 days.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None.
Tuesday, a store supervisor at a Virginia Walmart shot and killed six co-workers. Last weekend, five people were killed at a Colorado Springs nightclub. The White House says President Biden is directly involved in negotiations with railroad unions to avoid a strike. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis on Fox News Live.
Certainly, if it comes to the point where they don't reach an agreement, then Congress must step in and implement some type of arrangement, probably what was already proposed under the negotiations that have got us this far, plus any concessions that have been made by the unions and the railroads since then.
Railroad workers are demanding better pay and scheduling. A strike could begin in less than 2 weeks. Black Friday shoppers will find big sales on electronics and gadgets, but with inflation, it'll cost more than last year. Analysts say from September through October, appliances were up 18% from a year ago. The Justice Department is looking to get former Vice President Mike Pence to testify about January 6th.
Federal prosecutors investigating the January 6th, 2021 attack on the Capitol were moving forward with plans to formally sit down and talk with former Vice President Mike Pence about his experience that day, notably his conversations with former President Trump. But that was 3 weeks ago, not even a week ago, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced he was appointing a special counsel to oversee parts of the January 6th investigation.
Fox's David Spunt in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Twitter is updating its status again.
This time, Elon Musk says he's doing what the people want by granting amnesty for suspended accounts. It's based on a poll posted to his timeline that found 72% in favor of reinstating accounts that have not broken the law or engaged in egregious spam. Musk says the amnesty will begin next week, tweeting, "The people have spoken." Some online safety experts predict it will lead to more hate speech and misinformation. The new Twitter owner has made waves since taking over the social media giant less than a month ago, firing thousands of workers and prompting others to quit, while insisting his goal is long-term improvement, not a platform without rules. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Ford Motor Company is recalling over 634,000 SUVs worldwide because of a cracked fuel injector. The issue can cause fuel to spill onto a hot engine and cause fires. Thanksgiving isn't only about eating turkey and watching football. It's also about the dogs.
The Philadelphia Kennel Club hosted the 2022 National Dog Show. Hundreds of dogs competed, but only one could take home the top prize.
The National Dog Show Best in Show winner is the French Bulldog.
Oh, David, you were right.
Courtesy of NBC Sports, Winston the French Bulldog won Best in Show, taking the title from two-time defending champion Claire the Scottish Deerhound. Winston won the Best in Group prize for the non-sporting group. Earlier this year, he was named Reserve Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show. Taking home second place in the National Dog Show was Cooper, the English Toy Spaniel from the Toy Group. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Hundreds of thousands of people line New York's 6th Avenue for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The annual tradition featured 16 giant balloons, 28 floats, and 12 marching bands. There were also performances by Paula Abdul, Dionne Warwick, and Mariah Carey. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.